Hey, morning, Bubba. What you doing here so early?
Oh, I just stopped by for a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah? Where's Pop?
He's getting the coffee.
Oh. Hey, Bubba, can I see that sports page?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Hey, Pop, could you make that two coffees?
Hey, you're gonna have to yell much louder than that. He went to the store to get it.
What's the matter with him? He knows if I don't have a cup of coffee, as soon as I get up, my hands start to shake and my eyes get all blurry.
You know, that's funny. The same thing happens to me after I drink your father's coffee.
Well, I can't wait, Bubba. I'm going down to the diner, because I...
Wait, he'll be back soon.
Are you kidding? The way he moves, it takes him over an hour just to make minute rice.
Oh, he won't be gone that long. See, he's not walking. He took the truck.
He took the truck? He didn't.
What's the matter with that?
The matter is that he's a rotten driver, Bubba.
Well, Fred, he'd been driving before you were born.
Yeah, and that was a good time for him to be driving, too, because there was fewer people on the streets to be hit. Did he take his glasses?
Yeah, he took three pair. One for driving, one for reading, and one for his dizzy spell.
We're in trouble now, Bubba.
Listen, Lamont, my mother always said, there's no sense in worrying about something that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, well, I guess you're right, Bubba.
Uh-oh, you can start worrying now.
It's okay, Lamont. Your father had a little accident.
I'll handle this. It's okay, Lamont. Your father had a little accident.
Okay, what happened? Who'd you hit and how many people are dead?
I didn't hit nobody. They hit me. They ran me from the rear. I was just sitting there minding my own business, and all of a sudden, wham!
Hold it. Driver of struck vehicle was sitting there minding his own business when all of a sudden, bam.
No, wham. W-H-A-M. See, that's ham with a W in front.
I know. What happened then?
Then I almost went through the windshield. That's W-I-N-D. Well, if you can spell wham, you can spell windshield.
But weren't you wearing your seatbelts?
What?
Your seatbelts. Oh, you have seatbelts in the truck.
Well, first thing come first. We just had the seat put in last week.
So you were struck from behind. Then what?
Then the guy that hit me, he just went on around and just drove off.
Well, did you get a license number or see who was driving the car?
No, I didn't get no license number, but I saw who was driving the car. It was a white fella driving a black Cadillac.
Are you sure about that, Pop?
Sure, I'm sure. There's more white men in black Cadillacs than it is black men in white Cadillacs. So it was a white man in a black Cadillac.
Mr. Sanford, as far as you can ascertain, did you suffer any bodily injuries, such as fractures, contusions, or concussions?
Did you get done in?
No, I didn't get done in. I feel all right. I just got shook up a little bit.
You had to take the truck, didn't you? Who told you to take the truck?
Nobody ever tell me to take the truck. It's my truck. I got to drive through when I want to. I got civil rights.
You don't even have a driver's license.
You don't tell me what I have. What do you think is in here? Well, look at that. What does that look like?
It looks like a J.C. Penney charge plate.
Wait a minute. Oh, here it is. Now, what does that say? California driver's license. Fred Sanford, S-A-N-F-O-R-D, period.
May I see the license, please?
No, you wouldn't want to see it. It's got an awful bad picture.
But say, let's go down and take a look at that truck.
All right. Well, where is the truck?
Down at the corner.
Is that down there by Fulmer Street?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll just go right
over there. Wait till Lamont see the back of that truck. He's gonna blow his top.
Oh, Fred, forget about the truck.
I can't.
Forget about Lamont.
I'd like to.
Listen. Listen to me, Fred. You don't know this, but man, you are sitting on top of a gold mine.
I'm what?
Look, didn't you say that you were just stopped there in your truck minding your own business and another car rammed into you from behind?
Yeah.
Cadillac?
Yeah.
White man?
Yeah.
Fred, you sitting on top of a gold mine.
What are you talking about, Bubba?
Look, you ever hear of Whiplash?
Whiplash? Is that the movie with Buster Crabbe?
No, you on Whipsaw.
That's right, Whipsaw. I can see it now. It was a movie on television.
Yeah, but
Whipsaw.
Friend,
you know who was in it?
Listen,
Dennis
friend,
Morgan and Ida Lupino.
Yeah, but
no, it must have been Spencer Tracy and Myrna Loy.
No, listen, friend.
Let me tell you, sit down here a minute. See, Spencer Tracy, he was a plainclothes detective. And he was trailing Myrna Loy all over this time that he was in this movie. And when he got to this farmhouse, they went inside the farmhouse to see what they could do to help and find each other. And that was that guy there to try to help this farmer. His wife was having quintuplets. And they had to stay there all night long. And the next morning, he said to her,
"Are you all right?"
And then after he said, she said, "Of course I'm all right." He said, "You bet you all right." And watch this, Bubba. He hit on Jen and he said, "You bet you all right."
Fred, we're not talking about Whipsaw. We're talking about whiplash. Whiplash is what you get when you get hit from behind. The insurance companies pay real big for that.
They do, huh?
I'm telling you, Fred, you're in the clear. See, it's always the guy that hits you in the back that's to blame. He has to pay every time.
Every time?
Every time.
Well, I was hit from the back.
Yes, you were.
By a Cadillac.
Right.
Driven by a white man.
Yeah.
Bubba, you know I am sitting on top of a gold mine.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Well, what I do now?
You don't do nothing. Just keep telling them about your neck feeling funny. You know, make a big thing out of it.
Well, maybe I should go back where I had the accident and lay down in the street.
No, you don't have to do that. Just keep talking about your neck feeling funny.
Well, my neck is started feeling funny right now.
Well, good. Just see how funny you can make it feel.
Don't worry, Bubba. Don't worry. When I get finished, my neck will be hysterical.
Watch out now. They're coming back.
I'll be ready for them.
Well, it's not that much damage. It's not as much damage as I thought. It could have been a lot worse. You know that...
Oh.
What's the matter with you?
My neck's feeling funny.
Your neck?
Yeah, I can't move it, see?
All I know is that a few minutes ago, your neck was fine.
Well, it ain't fine now. I'm sick and my neck hurts. Tell him, Bubba.
That's right. As soon as y'all went out, he told me his neck felt funny.
Is it a stiff, painful feeling?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. A stiff, painful feeling. And I can't even turn it, see?
Now, that's very common when you're hit from behind, Mr. Sanford. You've probably got a whiplash.
Whiplash? That's what I got is whiplash. You that, Lamont? Where are you, Lamont? Where are you, son?
You want to know where I am?
Where?
I'm standing right behind you.
Well, that's what I got, Bubba, whiplash.
That's right. I can see from here you got a whiplash.
ain't it true? Ain't it true that I can sue when I get this whiplash warning?
Well, speaking off the record, I can only tell you that in cases where Vehicle 1 is struck from behind by Vehicle 2, the occupant of Vehicle 1 is in the legal optimal position to obtain monetary compensation from the occupant of Vehicle 2, that party being liable for all the damages incurred by the occupant of Vehicle 1.
Brother, you're sitting on top of a gold mine.
Smitty.
Huh? Listen, what I mean is, we can't lay any legal advice on you, understand? All we can do is get the facts.
Well, you got my name.
Yeah.
You got whiplash.
Right.
That's all the facts you need.
Well, very well, Mr. Sanford. We'll get right on it. You'll be hearing from us.
I want to hear from that guy that was driving that Cadillac. He's the one responsible, and I'm going to sue him for everything he got.
Right in.
On.
On.
Congratulations, Fred. Yeah. Beautiful.
And thanks, Bubba, for tipping me off about that whiplash. It rhymes with get cash.
Yeah!
You're too serious. Do you actually think you're going to get away with this?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about how you claim you got hit by a white man in a Cadillac.
You think I'm lying?
No, I think you're dreaming. Because if you dream, it's better to dream about getting hit by a white man in a Cadillac than by a black man in a Toyota.
I ain't dreaming. And I bet you he'll think twice before he comes driving around this neighborhood again in his big Cadillac.
Hey, Pop, what are you talking about? The streets are public. You can drive wherever you want to.
You think so?
That's right.
Did you ever try cruising through Beverly Hills?
No, but I can if I want to.
Well, you do that, and you'll come away feeling like a cheap watch.
And just what is that supposed to mean?
It means you'll be stopped every few seconds.
explain to me how come your neck is all of a sudden all right.
Oh, there it goes again. Can you hear it click? Listen. Well, it was clicking. You can die from something like this. You hear that, Elizabeth? Coming to join you, honey. With a clicking neck.
Fred, I hope you sue the pants off the guy that hit you, Fred.
I am, Bubba. I'm suing for everything I get. Just wait till I get in that witness chair. Look, Bubba, I'm in the witness chair now. Now, you're the one asking the question. Ask me what happened.
What happened, Mr. Sanford?
I got hit from the back. Ask me who hit me, Bubba.
Who hit you, Mr. Sanford?
A white man in a new Cadillac. Ask me what I'm sitting on, Bubba.
What are you sitting on, Mr. Sanford?
I am sitting on top of a gold mine, Your Honor.
Hey, Pop, I'm down. Is breakfast ready yet?
Morning, son.
What is that?
What does it look like?
You really want to know? You look like a big, fat turtle. You better be careful when you go to the beach. Some kid's liable to take you home and make a pet out of you.
Are you finished?
I just want to know, where did you get that from?
Bubba gave it to me.
I thought.
You say you got to wear one of these when you got whiplash. It makes it more correct when you go to collect.
You're really counting on that, aren't you?
Why shouldn't I?
Why shouldn't you? Because A, they don't have any other witnesses who saw the other car. B, they might not ever find the other car. And C, I think you made the whole thing up. Shall I continue?
No, I'll continue. D, you're a dummy. And E, everybody knows about whiplash. And F, they're going to find the man. And G, I wish you'd get the H out of here.
I wonder who that is.
I don't know, but you'll see it again.
I ain't getting no money for that whiplash, I'll bet you that. Oh, you're not getting a cent for that because you drummed up the whole thing.
Mr. Sanford? Fred Sanford?
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Caldwell. Your friend Bubba suggested that I come by and have a look at you.
Well, come on in, Doc. This is my son, Lamont.
Hello, how are you?
Good morning, young man.
Dr. Caldwell.
Say, what's going on, Pop?
Well, Bubba said you got to have a doctor to prove that you got whiplash. You just can't tell him you got to have a doctor.
And you're a doctor?
In some states.
Then you're going to examine my Pop.
That's the purpose of my call.
Well, how can you prove if a man has whiplash?
Mr. Sanford,
mm-hmm.
After you were struck from behind, did your neck feel funny?
Yeah.
This man has whiplash.
And that's all there is to it.
That's absolutely all there is to it.
Tell me something, Doctor. Are you a bone specialist?
No, I'm a whiplash specialist.
That's all you do.
Well, just about. It's a pretty big field. I think it's third in the country today. Obstetrics, dermatology, and whiplash.
And they pay a lot of money for that, don't they, Doc?
Well, now that depends. Who hit you?
White man in a new Cadillac.
I'd start taking some French lessons.
Well, why would I take French lessons?
Well, it'll be easier when you go to live on the French Riviera. And that will be
$10. Oh, $10.
Now, here is my telephone number. There's always somebody there. Caldwell and Caldwell.
Caldwell? That's your brother? He's a doctor, too?
Oh, no, that's my father. The telephone's in his name. Good day, gentlemen.
Say, you better get a doctor to look and see about that cough, Doc. You still worried? Now, you just heard the doctor say that I can get money for this, and that's it. They pay good.
They? You just wait until they find out that you're faking this whole thing.
Who's faking?
You are.
I'm not faking. I really got a pain in the neck.
You have, huh?
Yeah, and the more I talk to you, it moves downward.
Well, I still say that you're faking. You didn't even know what whiplash was.
Well, I do now. When you get hit from the back, that's whiplash. When you get hit from the front, that's one across the lips.
Now what?
Wait a minute. That's it. Come on out here. I want you to see something.
Mr. Sanford?
Yeah.
I, Dodd Sanderson of Sanderson Motors.
Right.
Well, there it is. Isn't she a beauty?
Hey, what's going on here? Whose pickup truck is that?
It's ours. Oh, it's gonna be.
And a great little buy you're getting to.
What are you talking about?
Listen, Lamont, we're gonna need a new truck.
What for? There wasn't that much damage done to the old one.
Why are you kidding? The tailgate was all smashed.
It was dented.
It was caved in. And I ain't gonna drive around with my tailgate caved in.
We can't afford this truck.
Well, that's what they all say till we sit down and show you how easy it is. Be the proud owner of a new Fireside 360. Condition seat, air conditioning, radio, 25...
Mr. Sanderson, you're wasting your time.
Time? Is that your problem? What do you need? 36 months? Give you all the time you need.
Well, you see, we can't afford this truck because last year our sales was way down. And...
down? You want to know how much you have to put down? Well, would you believe me if I told you
it was just a matter... Mr. Sanderson, there's no way we can afford this truck. No way.
Oh. Well, your father felt rather certain you could.
And we can. Maybe not this very minute, but we could have him hold it for us. See, we're coming into a whole lot of money real soon.
Oh, an inheritance?
No, whiplash.
You were in an accident?
Yeah, rammed from the rear by a guy driving a Cadillac.
He hit you?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I was standing at a traffic light waiting on a signal to change.
A new Cadillac?
Brand new.
And whose name will the truck be registered?
Hey, wait a minute. We can't afford no new truck. That's wrong with you.
Family argument.
We didn't call the police yet.
Hey, Fred,
we got good news.
They apprehended the suspect who hit your vehicle.
They did? Then what do we do now?
They want you to come down to the station and identify.
Well, come on, Lamont, let's go down and identify. And you wait for us there, Mr. Sanderson. Don't move.
Move? Why should we move? Sanderson Motors has been the same location for 22 years. We're the number one choice of new car buyers in all Los Angeles. We talk everybody's language. Sabe l'espanol, buongiorno, shalom, right on.
Just make yourselves comfortable.
Yeah, sit down here, Fred.
Thank
you. I'll be right back.
Hey, Smitty.
Yeah.
Now, you say it's a hit and run, so he's in big trouble, huh?
Big trouble. They'll throw the book at him.
See that? I told you, they're gonna throw the book at him. Ain't no kind of book, a checkbook, autographed. That's like, whee, there's a gold mine in the sky. You watch. You don't believe it, do you?
No, I don't.
You don't believe nothing. Even when you was a kid, you didn't even believe in Santa Claus.
Well, you're the one that was responsible for that.
Who, me?
Yes, you. You told me there was no Santa Claus.
I ain't told you there was no Santa Claus. I said, wouldn't no white man be coming around in our neighborhood wearing no red velvet suit at 12 o'clock?
Hey, Fred, listen.
That's the man. That's him, Smitty. No, that's him. I recognize them beady blue eyes anywhere. Stop me now. I've been waiting for a chance to tell you something. You drive around that big old expensive car. You got to obey the law just like everybody else. You're a worse criminal than the worst criminal. Now lock him up, Smitty, and get him out of here.
Listen, Fred, I'm trying to tell you, this isn't the man that ran into you.
I'm telling you to take him out of here and... Huh? Well, who are you?
Lieutenant Driscoll of the Los Angeles Police Department.
Well, Lieutenant, you know, all you lieutenants look alike to us.
I'll be bringing the suspect in shortly. Now, who's this gentleman?
Oh. That's my son, Lamont. Oh, this is Lieutenant Driscoll.
Nice to see you, Lieutenant Driscoll. I like that. The first time I was ever here.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Driscoll.
Who is this, the captain?
This is the suspect.
What? Yeah, of course that's the suspect. You don't think I know that? That's him, Lamont.
Make absolutely sure, Mr. Sanford.
Oh, I'm sure. This is the end of the line for you, playboy. You ain't gonna be coming around our neighborhood messing around no more. I hope they take your car and your house away from you.
Mr. Sanford.
Hurt people? Will you hold on just a minute there? Hurt people and do like you please. Well, it's a whole new different ball game today.
Mr. Sanford,
will
this
you
is...
hush just a moment? I'm going to have to teach you a lesson. Only way I can do that is to sue you for everything you got.
everything. I ain't gonna take no more pity on you than you took on me when you hit me and then just drove on off. That's right. You're gonna get yours. What?
You better say nothing.
Better not say nothing. Listen, you know what? The accident I had, I might not ever be able to turn my neck again. You know that? I can't even turn my neck. Listen, Lieutenant, I won't even be able to watch a tennis match. Look.
Mr. Sanford, listen. This is not the man that owns the car.
He's the one that hit me.
That's true, but he doesn't own the car. He stole the car.
Stole it? Well, that mean I can't sue him? Then who's going to pay for the damage to my truck and my neck?
I don't know, Mr. Sanford, but thank you for the cooperation. Take him out and book him, man, please.
Hey, listen, Pop. Hey, don't feel so down. That's the way the brakes fall sometimes. But look at it this way. Now, you help the police to trap a criminal.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, Pop? We're not that far from Chinatown. What do you say if we go over there and get ourselves a nice dinner and just forget all about what happened today, okay? What do you say, Pop?
Okay.
Hey, you think you'll be able to eat all right with that thing around your neck?
I don't know.
I know this restaurant over in Chinatown, Pop, and we could go over there and for a buck in the corner, we could get some nice food. Hey, Pop, I'm home. Where are you?
I was fixing some lunch. What's up?
Oh, nothing. I just picked up the truck. Hey, Pop, it looks pretty good. You can't even tell where you were hit.
No kidding.
Yeah, and we were lucky, too. I mean, the guy who owned that Cadillac offering to pay for the damages. He didn't have to do that, you know.
I know that.
You should let that be a lesson to you, Pop. Never go building up your hopes too high.
That what I did?
That's exactly what you did. Did you ever hear of overconfidence?
Overconfidence? Was that with James Cagney?
No, I'm talking about how somebody like Bubba can come in here with some dumb suggestion and you go overboard.
Overboard? With Dennis Morgan and Ida Lupini. That was it. I saw that. See, Dennis Morgan was a jewel thief. Wait a minute, move over a little bit. See, Dennis Morgan was a jewel thief, and he had been trailing Ida Lupini because she had a lot of jewels. And they were on this big ocean liner. And he followed her all the way around, and he found out when she left her stateroom, and he went in there to steal her jewels. And she came back and caught him. Right there on the spot, he fell in love with her. And his was this big scene, the big love scene, when he said to her, "I could never steal anything from you, you son of a gun." Then he hit her on the chin again. Boom. Like that. That's beautiful. Want to know how it ended?
No.
See?
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.